Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. Our number tonight and every evening on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. If you have a health issue that you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Dr. Ilana Newman, pain specialist, board-certified physician. She's trained in family medicine as well as hospice and palliative medicine. She's been studying acupuncture for decades, and she has several books out about taking control of pain. Dr. Ilana Newman will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products right off the website. You can also join the Bright Side Ben team by hitting the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. If you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business and help change the world at the most basic, powerful, and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition, and make some money at the same time, it's an ideal business opportunity for the entrepreneurially minded out there. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, Dr. Ilana Newman, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about pain and pain management, non-pharmaceutical pain management. I did a talk last week on pain management and non-pharmaceutical strategies for pain management. I talked about using things like acupuncture and stretching and visualization and meditation and activating the parasympathetic nervous system and, of course, using nutritional supplements like vitamin E and alpha-lipoic acid, both of which have interesting pain-relieving properties. And, of course, the molecules of inflammation, your essential fatty acids. We've been talking about fats now for a while, actually probably a couple months we've been talking about fats, and for good reason, because lipids being the synonym, the biochemical synonym for fats. Colloquially we say fats, but in the science world we say lipids. Lipids and fats being fundamental to how the body is formed from a structural standpoint and fundamental to how the cells of the body communicate. Fats play a role in structure, and they play a role in communication. And this is especially true in the skin. And, by the way, this is especially true in pain management. When a cell is disrupted, when a cell is broken, its membrane is disturbed, and it releases fat.
And these fat molecules act like communication molecules that tell the body that something's wrong. And these communication molecules that communicate distress activate nerves, and that's when we feel pain. The famous arachidonic acid, perhaps you've heard of it. It's an omega-6 derivative, and it's one of the reasons why people will tell you, people who only know a little bit about nutrition, as it's said, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, as Mark Twain said, it ain't what you don't know that hurts you, it's what you know that ain't so. And a lot of nutritionists, a lot of healthcare professionals, and a lot of herbalists, and a lot of folks who should know about how the body is put together, speak in memes. I call them meme bots. They just repeat what they heard on the news or in school or what they read on the internet or in a magazine. And they don't really understand biochemistry. And those are the folks who will tell you that omega-6 fats, because they turn into arachidonic acid, are problematic. Now, it's true that arachidonic acid is a signal for pain and it's a signal for inflammation. But it doesn't follow that omega-6 fats are problematic for that reason. Omega-6 fats are problematic for the same reason omega-3 fats are, and it's because of their instability. And as I said so many times, and I've said as recently as our last Bright Side episode, the disastrous state of Americans' health goes hand in hand with our development of fake, artificial, processed, distorted, phony, faux fats. Faux fats. Yes, faux fats. I did say that. Faux fats. The first of the faux fats came around the beginning of the 20th century. We call it Crisco. Crisco was quite the advance back in the day. Their famous slogan was, "It's all vegetable, it's digestible." And that was their famous slogan. They said, "Oh, it comes from vegetables. It's not like lard, so it's got to be good for you." No, it's not good for you. It's horrible for you. And it's horrible for you because it's a distorted fat. And that's really the problem. It's not the omega-3, too much omega-6 fats that some people will tell you get too much omega-6 fats. That's silly. You don't get too much omega-6 essential fatty acids. Nobody gets too much essential fatty acids because of how we process things. But what we do get is lots of processed fats, rancid fats, toxic fats, lipid peroxides, as we talked about yesterday or last week. Lipid peroxides and trans fats and processed fats and Crisco fats, margarine fats. I remember back in the 60s and 70s, they used to tell you margarine was better for you. They used to tell you it was healthier to eat margarine. We laugh at that now, but that was what, you know, our nutritionists and our doctors were telling us in the 1960s and 1970s. It's just like at the turn of the century, they said, it's all vegetable, it's digestible. These trans fats, these processed fats, are nasty for the body. The body tries to use them. Can't use them. It goes through, these fats go through the liver like all fats, and that's really where the problem begins. 100 million Americans have fatty liver disease, and a lot of that is due to the fact that we're ingesting these awful fats. There's other reasons, of course, for fatty liver disease, especially sugar. That's a whole other issue. But these processed fats, not understanding how fats are put together, is costing us our good health. If your body, your liver specifically, is trying to process these poison fats, it can get bloated. In fact, it can close off. The body will actually close off input and egress, input into the liver and egress out of the liver, when there's too much toxicity going on. Kind of gives the liver a chance to catch up with all of the poisons or all of the detoxification of all the poisons. And then the valves open up. When the valves are closed, that creates a horrible situation in the liver. You get back pressure on the whole liver circulatory system. And this back pressure can cause bloating, gas, discomfort. It can also be associated with Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcers, hemorrhoids, varicose veins. I always say, people ask about varicose veins and hemorrhoids all the time. I always say it has to do with the blood not moving correctly. And one of the main reasons the blood doesn't move correctly is because of this liver congestion, liver toxicity. The liver shutting down, closing the doors, shutting down business, taking a hiatus so it can clean itself out. The blood doesn't move up correctly. It sinks to the bottom. That causes edema. That causes varicose veins. That causes hemorrhoids. All has to do with the liver. All has to do with liver toxicity. All has to do with ingestion of the wrong kinds of fats. I didn't even tell you yet about LPSs. These LPSs, they wreak absolutely absolute havoc on the entire body, and there's no such thing as an autoimmune disease, or for that matter, any chronic degenerative inflammatory disease without the presence of LPS. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our lines are open for you, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business for that matter, and I will be doing a talk in my lab on June 25th. That's in 3 weeks, June 25th, 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you're in the Colorado area, I encourage you to drop by. Last time we did a talk, we had probably 70, 75 folks came by. It was overflow. The room only holds about 40 or 50 folks in our conference room. So we had overflow attendance. Everybody got some freebies. We give out Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Nightly Essence, and everybody who comes by will get some longevity product. And plus, you'll get to hear from me and Dr. Taylor Mitchell and Farmer Glenn. Farmer Glenn is my hero, my nutritional supplement hero. He cured himself of cancer, and I find that incredibly impressive. He'll be talking about his journey. Dr. Mitchell will be talking about mental health, and I will be talking about building your business with longevity products. And we'll take questions, and it'll all stream on Facebook if you're not in the area. But if you are in the area, I encourage you to come by my lab, 11640 Teller Street, Broomfield, Colorado, 80020. And that is Saturday, June 25th at 11 a.m. Hope to see you there. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Dr. Ilana Newman about pain management. Her book is Take Pain Control into Your Own Hands, and she uses something called Korean hand therapy to deal with hand pain. I don't have hand pain currently, but I've had hand pain. I've hurt my hand back in the day when I was much more athletic than I am now. And it can be debilitating if you have, I mean, look at all the things that we do with our hands. It can be absolutely debilitating if you can't move your hands or can't move your fingers. Dr. Ilana Newman has come up with a really interesting alternative therapy for dealing with hand pain. Her book, Take Pain Control into Your Own Hands. And she practices Korean hand therapy. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. All right, there's so much I want to talk about with fats, and we'll probably talk about them for a while. The watery stuff is important, you know, the B vitamins, vitamin C, electrolytes, certain amino acids, most amino acids, I should say. There's lots of good stuff in the watery compartment, but the fats are the most fascinating to me because they stick around a long time. Fats are sticky. Water stuff, that gets flushed through, and you absorb water-soluble nutrients quickly, and you get them out of your system. You eliminate them quickly. Fats, not so much. Fats get stored. And fats are problems storing fats, problems processing fats, problems using fats. These are issues that don't really occur with the water-soluble substances, but they occur with the fat-soluble substances, much to our health chagrin, much to our health, what's the word I'm looking for? I actually don't even know how to say it, but it causes a lot of problems. Let's put it that way. The fact that fats are difficult to process causes a lot of problems. Fats compose the outside part of cells, the membrane. They also compose the outside part of bacterial cells. These fats that compose the outside part of bacterial cells can wreak havoc on the body if they were to get into the bloodstream. These fats that cause make up the outside part of the cell, they're called LPSs. LPS stands for lipopolysaccharide. The other name for LPSs, I'm not going to say lipopolysaccharides a lot, it's kind of an intimidating way to say it, but the other name for LPSs is endotoxins. Endo as in inside, toxins as in poisons. And these endotoxins lurk behind almost every single health challenge you can name. These endotoxins are largely the cause of what I call dirty blood. There's a few other things, but largely what I call dirty blood is the result of endotoxins, i.e., it is endotoxemia. Emia means in the blood. Endotoxemia causes inflammatory reactions in the blood. The blood is exquisitely sensitive to endotoxins because endotoxins represent the enemy. They come from bacteria. When the immune system sees endotoxins in the blood, it's like, if you ever seen that show Lost in Space back in the 60s with the robot, you know, the robot got all freaked out. You go, danger, 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 right? With his arms flailing up and down. That's what the immune system is doing every time it sees an LPS in there. Danger, danger, Will Robinson, danger. Some of you guys know what I'm talking about. Some of you guys don't. In any case, it's an emergency, major emergency. When you have an emergency in the blood, that's not good. That does not bode well for the rest of the health of the rest of the body when there is danger in the bloodstream. The blood is the sacred space. The life of the body is in the blood. The blood distributes to every cell of the body. So if there's something in the blood, it's going to every cell in the body. That represents a major survival threat. So when you have these endotoxins, I'll tell you how you get them in the first place, in the blood, you have an immune reaction in the blood that causes clogging up. One of the ways the body deals with danger is by contracting, shriveling. In the blood, that represents sludginess, sluggishness, lack of movement. That's not a good situation. So you say, where do these endotoxins come from? Well, they come from the gut. They come from the intestine. When we say gut, we mean intestine. They come from the intestine. And they're supposed to stay in the intestine. However, they don't stay in the intestine when the intestine becomes leaky. When the intestine is inflamed, when the cells in the intestine become inflamed, openings start to develop and things leak through. Guess what that's called? Leaky gut syndrome. It's a syndrome because it affects every part of the body, and it starts off with a leaky gut, and it's the main point of entry into the bloodstream for endotoxins, for fatty particles that come from bacteria that live in the gut, live in the intestine. And then, what causes the inflammation? Why is the gut inflamed? Well, there's a few reasons, but one of the most important reasons is processed fats, French fries, potato chips, Pringles, deep fried whatever, fried chicken, all our favorite foods. All of Americans' favorite foods are almost specifically targets, or almost specifically target the intestine. That's our favorite foods. Of course we're going to have a problem. Of course we're going to be sick. Of course 60 to 70% of Americans are going to have a chronic disease. Of course almost everybody, 60 or 70% of Americans are going to be on prescription drugs. Of course we're going to spend hundreds of trillions of dollars on health care. Or hundreds of billions of dollars, or trillions of dollars on health care. Whatever. A huge amount on health care. Of course we're going to be sick. Everything we're doing on a regular basis is almost specifically designed to inflame the intestine, to cause leaky gut, to allow the entrance of lipopolysaccharides as well as food particles to get into the blood, to cause sludgy blood and sticky blood and dirty blood, to keep blood from being able to distribute nutrients and oxygen and detoxify. We can't help but be sick. So what do? Well, first of all, don't fry your fats. Second of all, don't eat the processed fats. Don't eat the margarine. They don't call it margarine now. They call it spread. Margarine's become a bad word. I don't even know if they have margarine anymore, but they have spreads. Don't eat the spread. If it's not real, you don't want to eat it. If it's a fat, it's not real, you don't want to eat it. And then there's wonderful nutritional supplements you could take. I talked a little bit about vitamin E in the past. I meant to get to it, and I haven't gotten a chance to, but we'll talk about vitamin E tomorrow and how critical it is for helping protect the body against these LPSs and other distorted fats. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Ilana Newman is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Ilana Newman specializes in Korean hand therapy. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Cardio FX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Marriott is suspending all of its operations in Russia. The hotel company is citing restrictions imposed by the U.S., U.K., and EU. Marriott International said in a statement it has come to view that the newly announced restrictions will make it impossible for them to continue to operate or franchise hotels in the Russian market. The company closed its Moscow office and paused the opening of new hotels and all future hotel investment in Russia following the invasion of Ukraine 101 days ago. The baby formula plant that was shuttered after a federal inspection has reopened. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had been closed for 5 months after an FDA inspection discovered unsanitary conditions. The factory produced most of the country's supply of powdered Similac and specialty formulas. Its closure led to the national shortage of baby formula. This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ann Turner Cook was the original Gerber baby. The company announced on Instagram Friday that she has died. Cook, born in 1926, was only a few months old when an artist and neighbor sketched her face in charcoal. In 1928, Gerber held a contest to find a face to represent a baby food ad campaign. The neighbor, Dorothy Hope Smith, entered her sketch, noting that she would finish if she won. Cook's identity was kept secret until 1978. Gerber adopted it as their official trademark in 1991. Ann Turner Cook was 95. The nation's highest court is about to wrap up business for the current year.
The Supreme Court will issue new draft opinions on Monday. Justices still have many high-profile cases left to decide, including one that may overturn Roe v. Wade. That's a decades-old decision which legalized abortion. An illegally leaked draft opinion last month indicated a majority of the justices were ready to overturn Roe. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Boy Scouts are selling off a number of campgrounds as it deals with the financial strain of lawsuits from victims of child sex abuse. A proposed $2.6 billion bankruptcy settlement is designed to pay thousands of victims. That's adding pressure to the organization that has been dealing with declining enrollment for years. The Scouts and their local councils have been cashing in on their holdings, including properties where some of the abuse took place. Developers have bought some. Preservationists hope they could be preserved as open space. That's grabbing the attention of lawmakers. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got 12-plus years of archived information, lots of great health information, all personally vetted by me at brightsideben.com. You can also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com and a Join the Team link that you can click on. You can find a Join the Team link and the longevity products on my blog, pharmacistben.com, and also our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. Go to criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com, or brightsideben.com, and you can order all your favorite longevity products, and you can even sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the website as well. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself and help be part of the $100 billion nutritional supplement business and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. You can also call 866 735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also, please check out our True Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And that, my friends, is the missing link in beauty skincare. It's that beauty products are not health products. If you can't put your favorite wrinkle cream or favorite moisturizer on a cut or scrape and have it accelerate the healing of that broken skin, it ain't a moisturizer and it ain't an anti-aging product. It's a baloney product. Because the same mechanisms that heal the skin beautified, and that's what Truth Skin Health is all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Check out all our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Ilana Newman is the author of a book called Take Pain Control into Your Own Hands. And she is a specialist in Korean hand therapy. Newman Medical Enterprises, Inc. is committed to integrating the best of Eastern and Western techniques. That's what Dr. Ilana Newman, MD, does. She's a board-certified physician, trained in family medicine and hospice and palliative medicine. And she also does acupuncture and, as we will discuss today, Korean hand therapy. I'm very intrigued about that. I bought her book this morning. And I didn't have a chance to finish it, but it's a very, very interesting book. We'll talk to Dr. Ilana Newman. Please welcome Dr. Newman to the Bright Side. Hey, Dr. Newman.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks.
I apologize for my voice with the COVID that I'm getting over, but
you sound wonderful. You sound clear as a bell. You must be a powerful woman, Dr. Ilana Newman. You sound awesome. So I didn't get a chance to finish the book, but I got into it, and it's very intriguing. This idea of hand therapy and Korean hand therapy. We don't really appreciate our hands as much as we should. What do you think, Dr. Ilana?
I totally agree. Actually,
right?
This Korean hand therapy system is really the best kept secret in pain management. Very few people know about it, and when people learn about it, I think they're kind of shocked and taken aback by how well it works and how quickly it works.
Now, it's not just the hands, though. I mean, you talk about the hands, but you can use it for anything.
Yeah, so you actually use the hands. It's very similar in the way that reflexology has a map of your body on your foot.
Uh-huh.
This is a map of the body on the hands.
I see.
And you use the map of the body on the hands to treat pain or functional problems anywhere in the body.
So it's like a microcosm, like a homunculus. You know, you ever hear the homunculus, how the whole body is in the
yes.
brain? It's that kind of thing? The little Yeah, that's kind of neat.
In acupuncture, they call it microsystems. So there's ear acupuncture where there's your whole map of your body on the ear. There's
yeah.
foot acupuncture. There's different microsystems.
Yeah. Iridology.
In acupuncture.
Iridology,
yes.
That's not acupuncture, but it's the same idea. That's kind of interesting. Why would that be, do you think, that there'd be microcosms or microsystems in the macro system?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you know, in every cell of your body, there's DNA that has the code for replacing your entire body.
That's right.
So there's a little bit of everything and even every little bit of you. So I have a lot of people ask me how this works because I think, especially if you're an engineer or engineering mind, it kind of freaks you out a little bit that it works so well.
Yeah.
If you look at the homunculus, actually, if you remember those pictures that I learned in medical school, I'm sure you learned as well, where they show you the slices of the brain for the motor cortex and the sensory cortex, where showing like a map with how much geography is dedicated to different parts of the body.
Like your foot has a like out of proportion thing, like parts of your body are out of proportion. The homunculus looks very weird, looks very funny. Right?
Yeah, like, I in medical school, I only remember the face being a very grotesque face.
It's grotesque.
Sticking out. Yeah.
with the
That's
tongue.
That's all I really remembered.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting. Yeah, there's it's very fascinating connections, too, in the brain. Like, parts of the body are connected to other parts of the body for interesting reasons. Especially, this is kind of interesting, and I don't mean to be prurient here, but the female genital system is located right near the foot.
Yeah, I don't know why that is on
yeah.
the homunculus, why different things are located next
yeah.
to where it is. I don't know why. But the interesting thing that I never noticed in medical school is that the geography that's dedicated to the hand is very large, both for the motor cortex and the sensory cortex.
Oh, wow.
And there are three-dimensional models of the homunculus that illustrate this better. They're in the National History Museum in London, and they show, like, a person if they developed the way that the homunculus was proportioned. And both the hands and motor and sensory cortex are huge. So there's a lot. I mean, that may be why this system works so well.
Because the hand is, there's a lot of responsiveness in the brain to the hand, which
yeah.
makes sense.
And the way that this system works, just, I mean, when I poke on somebody's hands to relieve pain in a part of their
yeah.
body, I'm not touching that part of the body. So what the way I think it truly works is that pain is a signal that travels on nerves. So you find these tender points on the hands, you kind of mash on them and make them hurt a little bit. It sends a signal to your brain that almost immediately changes the way that you perceive pain in that part of the body. And I think it all has to do with the homunculus and all that kind of stuff, that you're sending a signal through the nerves.
Can you do it without a tool? Can you do it like through visualization or maybe just with your other hand? Or does it have to have a tool?
I mean, the quickest and easiest way to see the effect is with a tool. In Korea and Japan, they use needles. But needles are very difficult to get into the skin of the hands, which is thicker than skin in different parts of the body. They have these really brutal things to kind of jam them or shoot them in.
Doesn't sound good.
No, but, in Korea and Japan, that flies, but it's not really kind of popular here in the Western world. So you can just take a pen. I tell people that most people have a pen that ran out of ink. Something, a fancy pen they got for graduation that was too expensive to throw away and too expensive to refill that's in the back of their junk drawer. And that makes a perfect tool for doing this kind of thing, where you can use the weight of the heavy pen to kind of do the pressure. You're not really jamming or doing anything. You're really searching for these points, really, with the kind of pressure that you use if you were writing a period at the end of a sentence. Mm. But you have to mash on it and simulate it. You can actually, I teach people, because I treat a lot of the nurses at the hospital, sometimes people don't like poking on themselves. You can use like a round pen and roll, actually, like you're trying to steamroll that area and stimulate a bunch of points at once if you don't like poking.
It's not a sharp pain, it's just a pressure that you need to feel, right? It doesn't have to be a painful thing. Just you're activating it somehow.
Exactly. And I treat a lot of nurses with high pain tolerances, which is very tricky because when I try and elicit whether or not this point is active or not, sometimes they'll say it doesn't hurt. But I can see changes on the hand that indicate that it's an active point. So I kind of luckily have a way of determining if they're active points when somebody doesn't feel pain or has a high pain tolerance.
I wonder if you could use like an EEG or something.
You might be able to. We actually use, in ear acupuncture, we use a probe that uses a point detector, so it looks for areas of increased conduction or decreased resistance, and those points on the hands, you can find them with that kind of tool as well, because they're electrically active and different than the surrounding points.
We got to take a break, Dr. Newman. When we come back, I want to get into some specifics, like specific illnesses, specific things you could do. All right, Dr. Ilana Newman is with us. Take pain control to your own hands. More with Ilana Newman right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. Ilana Newman. Her book, Take Pain Control Into Your Own Hands. Clever name, Dr. Newman, I have to say. So tell us about this, the exact thing that's happening with the hand. I'm looking at my hand right now, okay? And yeah. Does it matter if it's your left hand or right hand?
No, actually, you can treat your body, your entire body, with either hand.
Okay, so I'm looking at my hand. Thumb is sticking out to the left of me here. I've got my left hand. And what's going on? Like, where is there one out part? Like, what do I need to focus on here? And I'm sure some of the listeners are doing this, too.
So if you've ever seen the reflexology map, I mean, yeah. I always joke that it looks like a bomb went off in the human body and all the different parts got scattered in a random place that nobody can really memorize. This is a very logically laid out system. Basically, it looks like a person doing yoga with their arms and legs stretching up. And so your middle finger is actually the center of your body. So from the top of the head on the body is on the tip of the middle finger, and then your buttocks and is that kind of on the backside of your hand if you follow the middle finger down. And then the arms and legs kind of come up on either side.
Okay, hang on. Let me understand this. The center of your body, your torso, starting with your head down to your lower body, is the middle finger down to the bottom of your hand. And then
yep.
Arms to the left and legs to the right?
Yes. No, arms to the arms and legs are like as if you raise your arms above your head, how your head is in the middle and your arms are on either side, and if
Got
you stuck
it.
Your legs up,
Got
your legs
it.
Would be up lateral.
So closest to the middle finger are your arms, and then outside are your legs.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Now, what about the organs?
So, actually, the organs are located, like, you know, kind of the easiest place to treat organ stuff would be on the front of the hand, the palm side of the hand, kind of where they would be. So your belly button is kind of in the center of your palm.
Okay.
And your organs are kind of all relative to that. So on one hand, it's as if you put your hands facing forward, your organs are on, like you're facing forward, your organs yeah. would be on your palms of your hands in the same kind of area relative.
Okay, so my heart would be like just to the left, a little bit to the left, and my stomach would be sort towards the center kind of thing?
Correct. I use the hand actually for treating organs very infrequently, but usually for simple things like constipation and diarrhea.
Got it. Where, if I look, you know, so the center of your hand for constipation and diarrhea, for this, the intestinal issues, I'd say the center of your hand.
Well, actually,
no?
The belly. If the center of your hand is your belly button, so
yeah,
just like your intestines, your large intestines, your colon goes around your belly button, you
okay
can actually kind of massage around the center of your hand. Kind of very similar
towards
to
the front
nurses. Well,
towards
actually on the palm side. Or you actually want to move in the direction that the bowels normally move in order
oh, wow
to treat constipation, and you would do the opposite. Pediatric yes nurses that work with babies know this trick all the time. They massage the little baby's bellies in the direction of their colon moving. If they're constipated, they rub their belly to kind of promote the normal movement of the bowels. And you can kind of do something very similar
with
in your
hand.
Hands.
And, yep. It sounds like sympathetic magic. Do you ever hear that term?
No. No.
It's called sympathetic magic, where you like take something that represents something else and find little parts of it and manipulate the big thing with the little totem that you're using. And that's kind of the same idea.
This works so well, actually. I taught this on the Holistic Holiday at Sea cruise, and it's a vegan cruise. And even if you were vegan coming onto the cruise, the diet is significantly different.
Yeah.
Everybody had constipation. And so I would teach it in the class, and I'd have to say, like, okay, just don't do it right now because you're going to, like, feel the need to run off to the bathroom, and then you're going to miss the second half of the class. So
okay. I don't want to be gross here, but I'm just going to ask you this. Does it happen quickly? Like, if you are having a bowel movement, you can't have one, can you do that and have it go through?
Absolutely. So when my son was little, he would sit on the toilet forever, and I'd be like, what's going on there? And he's like, nothing's happening. And I'd remind him to rub his hand, and then he would say, oh, yeah, it worked. So you can do it sitting on the toilet. And
seriously?
Help kind of promote. Yep.
That's amazing.
I use the thumb on the opposite hand with firm pressure going in the direction, you know. So if you're looking at your left hand.
Is it clockwise or counterclockwise if you're looking at your...
It's actually, if you're looking at your left hand, you would go from the thumb up and towards the pinky finger. And if you're looking at your right hand, you would go from the pinky to the thumb.
Got it. So you're
really
going
as if you,
clockwise.
You're going...
Like a clock. 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, actually, you're going counter... It depends on how you're turning it. Cause
depends
if
on if you're Australian
forward,
or not.
Well, it depends, because usually the orientation is to look with your hands facing forward.
Okay.
So if you put your hands facing forward, everything on your intestines moves counterclockwise. But
okay,
if then you move your hand in front of your face, you have to kind of go the opposite direction.
All right, so, but you're saying, just to not to confuse things, because now I'm confused, the thumb to the pinky.
The thumb to the pinky on the left hand and the pinky to the thumb on the right hand.
That's good. That's
depending
good
on which hand you're
And you're
using.
Saying rubbing your hand with, rubbing your belly center, the center of your hand, which represents the belly, in that direction can loosen your bowels.
I rub around the belly button. So the belly button's in the center of the hand,
yeah,
and I rub around that. Like as if, you know, where the colon is, it's not like on your belly button. So in that direction from
and
the
that works.
If I'm looking at the left hand, and with firm pressure going from below the base of the thumb up to the index finger across to the pinky in firm circular movement. The opposite also works for diarrhea.
For diarrhea, so, right? I was going to ask you that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It slows down the bowel.
That's awesome, Dr. Newman. I love that. Okay, I don't want to be greedy because that's so cool. That's worth the price of admission right there. But give me one more, like headaches. What do you do for headaches?
Well, headaches is easy in some ways because the tip of your middle finger is your head.
Right.
So, if you're looking at the tip of your middle finger, your forehead is about one-third of the way up.
Yeah.
And so you would poke around in there and see if there are tender points. But also what we know from Western medicine, headaches, the continuum between sinus headaches and migraine, there's a lot of people have sinus kind of component and don't even know it. So you would poke a little bit further down where the eyes are. So you kind of have to look at your middle of your pinky finger, middle of your middle finger and the tip of it, and look at, see there's a face on there and kind of imagine where the eyes would be, which are about a quarter of the way down on either side. And so you would search the forehead if you have pain in the forehead, around the eyes, because there might be a sinus component. And then also on the back of the middle finger, there's the occiput before the first joint on the tip of the middle finger. You would search back there because a lot of people have tension headaches at the occiput where the muscles of the neck attach.
Wow. How about TMJ?
Yeah.
How about for like TMJ probably too?
It works. It works for TMJ as well. And just because, just like your ears are on the side of your head.
Tinnitus? Don't tell me tinnitus.
I haven't tried to treat tinnitus with it, but I've treated ear pain.
Okay.
But your ears are on the side of your head. They're on the side of your middle finger as well. and you would actually follow, the jaw kind of actually comes up the lower third of the middle finger, the tip of the middle finger, and you'd follow that across and a little bit right in front of where the ears would be. If you imagine that that whole tip of the middle finger where your fingerprint is really your head. The first crease is the chin.
This is awesome stuff. So I only have a couple more minutes, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask energy and sleep.
To be honest, I mean, I haven't really treated energy or sleep with this. This is really, if you have pain, if you could point with one finger where your pain is,
it
works for joint pain, knee pain, back pain, that kind of things, and also functional problems.
Adrenals, maybe adrenals for energy.
Perhaps never tried to treat the adrenals.
I want to treat it. Where are we talking
here?
Now we're talking
like
about the thumb. By the thumb,
well,
a little bit? By the thumb, no?
Well, no, you'd actually be thinking your adrenals are on top of your kidneys, so you'd really try to be treating it from the back side of the hand, and you try and figure out where the kidneys would be and see. But it's really kind of hard to treat the kidneys.
Is it? Now, when you say backside, I think, what do you mean by backside?
So the front side of your body is on the palm of your hand.
Oh,
the back side of your body is on the back of your hand.
Gotcha.
If somebody was doing that yoga pose, you'd have a front side and back side of your body.
Gotcha.
If the pain is on the front side of your body, you treat with the front of the hand. If the pain's on the back side of the body. And I've actually, in my book, simplified this whole system. So you really only treat with the middle finger and the ring finger and the pinky finger. Because if it's a left-sided problem, you use those. The arm and leg to treat, you would use the ring finger and the pinky finger on the left side. And if it's on the right side of the body, you would use the right hand to treat for the arm and the leg because that's more effective. You only would use the other fingers if there was some circumstance where you can't use those. But it's easier and more effective to use the right hand to use the right body problems than the left hand for left-sided body problems.
Very cool. Now, let me ask you this. We only have about 30 seconds here, so this is a good way to end this. What percentage would you say your success rate is?
Like 99.
Are you 99% serious?
99% of people see some sort of change in pain or increase of range of motion almost immediately. It freaks people out. It's like a great party trick.
That's awesome.
I treat doctors and nurses and very skeptical people, and it's really fun watching them, like, can't find their pain after just a few minutes of me poking on their hands.
I love it. And the book is Take Pain Control into Your Own Hands. It's all on there. You get on Kindle. Thanks so much, Dr. Newman, for being on The Bright Side. And thanks for...
You're very welcome.
You sounded awesome. Thanks for coming through, even with a little bit of COVID. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll talk soon. Thank you, Dr. Newman.
Thank you.
Take care. Dr. Ilana Newman, board-certified physician and author in Korean hand therapy specialist. Her book, Take Pain Control into Your Own Hands. I'm pharmacist Ben, and that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. We'll be back at you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. We shall talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year.
Hey.
For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.